Hello, it's Elaine Heaney here. Please enjoy this audiobook excerpt of the first few chapters of The Forgotten Horse. This book is one of six books in the Connemara series, and it is perfect for children age 8 plus and even their parents too. You can buy all of the paperback books in this series and the full audiobooks at elaineheaneybooks.com.
Chapter 1. The little gray pony swished his tail and lifted his head, shaking off a few beads of early morning dew. He snorted, and clouds of steam erupted from his nostrils, as if he were some sort of cute, fluffy dragon. The thought made Clota snort a giggle as she watched him through the living room window. She imagined what it might be like to ride around the field on the little gray pony, to feel the damp early morning mist on her face as they cantered up the slight incline of the field toward the old manor house. She sighed deeply, leaning her elbows on the cold windowsill and staring at the pale rising sun, casting pink hues over the grass and momentarily giving the pony a peach-colored coat. She was so engrossed in her daydream she barely noticed the squeak of the sitting room door as it opened. The sound of shuffling feet ended with a thump as someone sat heavily down on the old floral couch she knew was behind her. Clota turned, hoping it was her dad, but already knowing it wasn't. Her older brother Sam acknowledged her good morning with a grunt, never taking his eyes off the video game he was playing. But he did pop in a pair of earphones so that the beeping noise of the game abruptly stopped. Clota rolled her blue eyes and turned back to look at the pony again. She wondered where he'd come from. He hadn't been there last night when she'd gone to bed, and she hadn't heard anything, which seemed odd given that she could see the paddock from her bedroom window. Basil, the dog, nudged open the door and padded over to her, pressing himself against her side. She absently put her arm around the chocolate Labrador, pulling him into her a little. It was cold without the fire lit. Basil was warm and snuggly. He absently licked her hand and she giggled, petting his head, her eyes never lifting from the gray pony. Clota bit her lip as she watched him grazing happily. Then she glanced over at Sam. Slipping off the window seat, she crept over and sat down on the couch next to him, Basil trailing behind her. She looked sideways at her brother from behind her curtain of blonde hair. He ignored her, continuing to tap the keys on his game. She watched as things she couldn't identify moved across the screen, blowing up in showers of colorful pixels. Finally, a big 100 crossed the center of the screen, and his fingers paused. A little smile played at his lips, and she knew whatever that 100 meant, it was a good thing. "Sam," she said loud enough for him to hear with his headphones on, "when did the pony come?" "What pony?" he asked, still staring at the screen and tapping a few buttons. "The one in the paddock out front." "I don't know," he replied as the next level of his game began to load. "Didn't know there was a pony." "Sam," their mother's voice called from the kitchen, "have you lit the fire? The guests will be up soon." "Ugh," Sam sighed, knocking off the game, pulling himself off the couch and straightening his black sweatshirt. "I'm never gonna beat my best score." Sam stalked off towards the fire, shoving the game into the back pocket of his black jeans as he went. Clota slipped off the couch and headed down the corridor toward the kitchen. Maybe Ma knew something about the pony. The smell of bacon reached her nose long before the sight of her mother did. Clota was sick of the smell. The B&B guests always seemed to opt for full English breakfasts. And just once, she wished breakfast smelt of fresh toast and juice rather than cooked bacon, eggs, and coffee. She pushed open the kitchen door, bracing for the smell to get stronger. Clota's mother looked up from the pan and smiled when she walked in. She wiped her hands on her apron and popped some toast in the large silver toaster that sat by the window. Clota plopped down on one of the wooden chairs, sat around the huge farmhouse kitchen table as her mother passed her some hot buttered toast on a plate and a glass of juice. "Morning, sweetie. Guests will be up soon. Once you've had your toast, be a love and put some cutlery out for me, will you?" "Sure, Ma," Clota replied, taking a bite of the thick buttered toast. "Ma, do you know anything about the pony?" "Pony?" the mother asked distractedly, turning a sausage in the pan while simultaneously filling a jug for coffee. Yes, the gray one in the paddock out front. Clodagh's mother began getting plates out of one of the wooden cupboards and stacking them while checking the pans of sizzling sausage, bacon, eggs, and beans. Ma, Clodagh said, the pony. Oh, where did I put that new box of tea bags? Her mother muttered, pulling open several cupboards and a drawer Clodagh knew contained batteries and assorted knickknacks, but definitely not Earl Grey, before finding the tea. She began filling a little basket with various types, making sure they were neatly presented. Ma! What, sweetie? Weren't you listening to me at all? She asked, suddenly feeling invisible. Her mother stopped and looked at her with a smile. I'm sorry, love. You know things are tight for us at the moment. We need to get good reviews from the guests. Everything has to be perfect. Clodagh felt bad. She knew the B&B had not done so well this year. Both Ma and Dad were worried about it. There was usually at least a trickle of guests throughout the year, and some months were packed full, especially in the summer months and over Christmas, but not this year. I know, she nodded. I just wanted to know about the pony. Yes, the pony. I'm sorry, love. I don't know anything about a pony. To be honest, I didn't know there was one in the paddock at all. Your dad's out back, though. Why don't you ask him? Clodagh stuffed the last bit of toast in her mouth, feeling a little happier, and headed towards the door. After the cutlery, her mother called out. Clodagh walked out into the main hallway past the teak sideboard with its pretty inlaid flowers and glass top. Her attention flickered for a moment to the photo of Aunt Lisa on her beautiful bay horse Matilda. A frozen moment of dressage, Matilda in mid-piaf. Aunt Lisa dressed smartly in tops and tails, her face thoughtful but smiling. Clodagh felt her heartbeat just a little faster. She wished that were her, that she could ride like Aunt Lisa. She reached out her hand, her fingers gingerly brushing the picture for a second. Wish you were here, Aunt Lisa, she muttered. The sounds of people moving around upstairs echoed down the huge staircase, snapping her out of her daydream. The guests were up. She glanced longingly at the front door, but forced herself to go towards the dining room instead. Grabbing cutlery from the Welsh dresser that dominated the far wall of the dining room as she passed it, she set out the knives and forks as quickly as she could. The couple staying with them were just emerging from their room when Clodagh slipped back through the door to the dining room. She darted for the porch as quickly as she could, keen not to be waylaid. The elderly couple was lovely, but she didn't want to spend the next hour chatting to them about the local historical sites when there was a pony to learn about. As soon as she opened the front door, though, she wished she looked for her gloves as well as her coat and wellies. There was a distinct nip to the autumn breeze that made her fingers tingle. She blew on them and then pushed them as deeply as she could into the pockets of her wax jacket. The sound of an axe hitting wood broke the quiet of the morning, and she quickly followed the sound around the side of the house to the wood store. Dad swung the axe, chopping the log in half before throwing the pieces roughly in the direction of the little wooden hut wedged behind a bush next to the big, black wrought iron gates. "Morning, Peanut," he called as Clodagh ran up. "Do me a favor, put them bits in the store, would you?" Clodagh gathered up the wood and began stacking it while Dad chopped more. Dad, do you know anything about the gray pony in the paddock?
No, sorry, Peanut, but I'm seeing Mrs. Fitzgerald this afternoon about the new fencing. I can ask her if you'd like.
Clodagh beamed. Thanks, Dad. For a few minutes, they worked quietly, with only the sound of the birds and the splitting wood to be heard. Clodagh wondered just how much wood Dad was planning on chopping. The store looked pretty full to her, but her thoughts quickly drifted back to the pony, and then to Aunt Lisa. If Aunt Lisa was here, she could learn so much about horses. Maybe about the pony? Perhaps she could ride with her again. Dad, is Aunt Lisa coming for Christmas this year? She asked.
Nope, sorry, Peanut, Dad replied, swinging the axe again.
Well, could we go visit her? She asked hopefully. Visiting Aunt Lisa would be even better than her coming here, since Matilda lived with her on the small holding. Dad paused and stood up, resting the axe on the wood stump he used for chopping.
He looked at Clodagh with a smile, but his gray-blue eyes looked sad. "Christmas is a busy time, Clodagh. We need guests and the revenue this year more than ever. Maybe we can next year if business picks up." Clodagh sighed. She knew he was right, but it didn't make it any better. Why did Aunt Lisa have to live in Ireland so close yet so far? Dad rested the axe on the ground and stretched a little. "Breakfast time, I think. Are you coming?" "I've had mine," she replied. "I might just go say hi to the pony." "All right, don't be out all morning, though, and no going off in the woods without telling anyone." She nodded, and as soon as Dad headed back to the house, she ran towards the paddock. Chapter 2. The yellow gravel crunched under Clodagh Wellington's boots as she jogged across the driveway to the tarmac road that ran past the gatehouse up to the manor. Crossing over the road, she made her way across the grassy verge to the paddock, kicking away a few twigs that had fallen from the old apple trees dotted here and there. The little gray pony glanced up as she reached the gate, making her smile. He gave her a little snicker and wandered towards her, his fluffy gray ears flicking back and forth. "Hi," Clodagh said. He stopped a few steps away from the wooden gate, watching her with gentle, weary brown eyes. "It's okay." Clodagh glanced around the field and noticed a large blue bucket on its side by the fence. It looked too big to be a feed bucket. Stepping back from the gate, she walked along the fence line to the bucket. The breeze blew it a little, making it roll a bit and spilling some water out. The little gray pony spooked sideways with a little jump and a snort, shaking his head. It made Clodagh giggle. He didn't really seem scared of the bucket. It was more like an excuse to have a trot about, she thought. "Did you tip this over?" she asked. He replied with a snort and a flick of his ears. "I guess this needs refilling then, huh?" She reached out and took hold of the fence. The wood felt rough and dry under her fingertips. Carefully, she began to climb over, hoping the old fence would be all right. Dad had been going on about replacing some of the fences for ages, and the paddock was the first on his list. The pony stood watching her, his ears pricked, head up high, nostrils flared. "It's okay, don't worry," Clodagh said reassuringly. "I just need to come to get your bucket. Then I can fill it up with fresh water, okay?" She swung her leg over the fence, finding a rung on the other side to put her foot on. The old wood was slippery, and she made sure her foot was secure before swinging the other leg over and landing in the field. "See? All good." The pony looked at her, his ears still moving like little fluffy satellites. She smiled at him. Clodagh picked up the bucket and popped it over the fence before carefully climbing back over herself. She picked up the bucket and glanced back at the pony with a smile before darting off to the outside tap. She filled the bucket as quickly as she could, the water gushing into it, splashing her a little as she did. Picking it up, she struggled towards the field as fast as she could. The bucket was too heavy to lift over the fence, so she made her way to the gate. "Hey there," she called out as she pulled back the latch, pushing the gate open just a little before heaving the bucket in. The pony looked up and snorted at her just a little, puffs of steam erupting from his soft gray nose. Clodagh remembered what Aunt Lisa had said, "Stay calm, stay still, he'll come to you." She closed the gate and waited patiently by it as he walked over, eyeing the bucket. Once he was close enough, he lowered his head and began to drink the cool water. Clodagh longed to reach out her fingers and touch his coat, feel his silky mane, but she just knew somehow it would scare him. She just had to wait. She could almost hear Aunt Lisa's voice saying, "He'll come to you when he's ready. Be patient." The pony drank until the bucket was almost empty before lifting out his head. Drips of water cascaded from his whiskers, and he licked his lips, scattering some that dribbled onto Clodagh, who laughed, brushing the droplets of water off her jacket. "Hey, wow, thirsty, huh? You want some more?" He snorted and shook himself. "Okay, be right back." Clodagh headed back to the tap carrying the blue bucket. She refilled it swiftly and staggered back to the paddock with it. She had expected the pony to have wandered off to graze, but he stood patiently waiting when she returned. He moved away from the gate a few steps to let her in, and she put the bucket back in place. This time he seemed less interested in the water and more interested in her. Slowly, Clodagh reached out and gently brushed her fingers over the pony's neck. He flicked his ears at her, but he seemed happy enough. She eased forward and patted his neck, scratching him a little. Her fingers engulfed in thick gray fur. He seemed to really enjoy it, leaning in a little. As he grew more confident and comfortable with her, he rubbed his face on her arm and shoulder. "Itchy, are you?" she asked. She began to rub his forehead and he relaxed, letting her pet him. "What's your name, buddy?" "Mine's Clodagh. That's my house. Well, it's where I live. My mom runs the B&B, and Dad works on the manor. That's the big house right by the top of your field." Clodagh glanced across the paddock and the one that sat empty next to it. At the far side of the field, she could clearly make out the side of the old manor, its glass conservatory glinting in the sun. The gray walls looked somehow sad and drab, even in the sunshine. Even the ivy climbing the walls looked bedraggled, less green than woody and bare. Clodagh wondered if it was winter that made the place look so dreary, the neglect, or if it was something else, something intangible that had stripped it of some life. The pony nudged and snuffled around her pockets, making her pay attention to him instead. "There's nothing in there, I'm afraid," she smiled, patting him. "But Ma might have a spare carrot in the kitchen. I'll take a look later. She'll be too busy to ask right now. We have a few people staying. It's sort of weird having strangers coming and going again. The B&B was closed for a while with the pandemic. Ma and Dad say it's great the guests are back. They were worried about having enough money coming in. But you know what?" She lowered her voice to a whisper and leant in a little closer to the pony. "I kind of liked it. Everyone was together, and even Sam played fewer video games. It's gone back to everyone being busy and more apart now." Clodagh climbed up onto the fence and sat on the top rung. The pony followed her, still keen for fusses and attention. "You know, my aunt has a horse. Her name is Matilda. She lives in Ireland, teaching people to ride and work with troubled horses. She has her own small place, too, where she has a couple of horses. I think you'd like it. I wish she lived here, then she could teach me to ride, and I'd have someone to talk to." The pony snickered. "Other than you," Clodagh smiled. "It would be great to go visit her, too. See Ireland. There are tons of amazing places to go hacking near where she lives. I'd love to go out hacking, cantering up hills." She sighed, slipping back into her daydream for a second while still scratching the pony's neck. "One day, I'm going to work with horses too," she said, rubbing the pony's head. "Aunt Lisa taught me to ride already, but I'm going to learn more, and I'm going to do what she does. I bet it's the best job in the world. I don't think I could do what Ma does, working with people and making breakfast every day, running around cleaning up after them. Dad's job is better. At least he gets outside more. He's going to work on the fences soon. Maybe he'll do your paddock. Would you like that?" "Guess not. You probably prefer some company, huh?" Clodagh looked over the pony. Clumps of mud were all over his wide rump, making his coat stick up in places. There were a couple of grass stains on his side, and his tail looked tangled and unkempt. "Does someone come and look after you? You don't look very clean." The pony absently tossed his head. "Sorry, but it's true. You could use a brush. It looks like your owner is going to be busy getting you sorted out tonight." "Clodagh, lunch is ready, love. And come down off that fence. Dad hasn't fixed it yet," Ma called from the front door. Clodagh rolled her eyes but smiled. "Oh, that's my Ma," she said to the pony. "Be right in," she called over her shoulder, climbing carefully down off the paddock fence. She leant back over it, giving the little gray pony another pat and ruffling his forelock. "I guess my lunch is ready, but I'll come back and see you again. Maybe I can scrounge that carrot, too." She brushed some moss off the back of her old coat and headed back towards the house. Ma was already going back inside, pulling her cardigan closer around her. Clodagh began to walk back over the verge, glancing back at the pony who stood watching her go. He didn't leave the gateway until she was almost at the front door, and even as she began to pull her Wellingtons off in the porch, he only moved a few feet away before starting to graze. Everyone was in the kitchen sitting around the table when Clodagh came in. She went to pull out a chair, looking longingly at the large cheese toastie waiting for her on her plate. "Hands, young lady," Ma said. Clodagh sighed and walked over to the Belfast sink, turning on the large curved tap and running her hands under the warm water. It made her fingers tingle. She dried her hands on the towel hung by the sink and rushed back to her toastie. Her tummy rumbled loudly. Being outside in the cold all morning could really build an appetite. She grabbed the toastie and stuffed it in her mouth. Basil absently wandered up and sat next to her, looking up with big puppy dog eyes. Clodagh smiled at him as best she could around the toastie. "Basil," Mom warned. He glanced at her and then turned back to Clodagh, his tongue flopping out in a doggy smile. Clodagh shrugged. "Slow down, kid," Dad said as Clodagh took another large bite. "Sorry," she mumbled around the cheese. "Dad, did you see Mrs. Fitz? Does she know about the pony?" "Mrs. Fitzgerald," Ma corrected. "And don't talk with your mouth full." Clodagh fought the urge to roll her eyes. "I asked. She said he belongs to someone who's rented the field for a month or so," Dad said from behind the paper. "And?" Clodagh asked. "Is that it? Does he have a name? What sort of pony is he? Who owns him?" "I have no idea what sort of pony he is. I don't know who owns him, but I think it's called Ozzy," Dad added. "Ozzy," Clodagh repeated with a smile. It suited him.
I hope you enjoyed the first few chapters of The Forgotten Horse. This book is one of 6 books in the Connemara Adventures series and is perfect for children aged 8 and upwards and even their parents too. You can find all of the paperback books and also the full audiobook editions in this series at my website, which is elainehenebooks.com.